Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hey family, welcome once again to Winning Every Day, your daily dose of faith, fuel, and fire. I'm so glad you're here today. This episode is titled God Cares. And let me tell you, if you've ever felt forgotten, overlooked, or wondered if God sees what you're going through, this one is for you. Let's dive right in with a story that moved me deeply. It was 2010. A devastating earthquake hit Haiti, leaving thousands homeless, injured, and many buried under rubble. Rescue workers were doing their best to find survivors. One team heard faint tapping under a collapsed school. Hours later, they pulled out a young girl named Monique. She was bruised, dehydrated, and barely conscious, but alive. When asked how she survived, Monique whispered something powerful. She said, "I knew God was with me, because I remembered my mother said, 'When you are scared, pray. God will be with you.' So I prayed, and I waited. And here's the part that brings me to tears." She had scratched a note into the wood beside her with her fingernails. It simply said, "God still cares. My God." I don't know what you're under today. Maybe it's not rubble, but pressure, pain, bills, rejection, depression, delay. But I came here to remind you, God still cares. Let's not overcomplicate this truth. Let's go straight to the Word. 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you." All your anxiety, not some, not most. All of it. Your loneliness, your confusion, your hidden tears. God wants it. Let me ask you, when was the last time you really cast your cares on Him? Are you carrying what you should have handed over? Look at Jesus in John 11. Lazarus is dead. Mary and Martha are weeping. The people are mourning. And what does Jesus do? Jesus wept. "Hold up, this is the Son of God." He knew He was about to raise Lazarus. Yet He paused to feel the pain of the people. That tells me Jesus doesn't just fix things, He feels things. He enters into your pain. He sits with your sorrow. He cares. I know someone listening right now is saying, "But I've been praying for so long. Isaac, nothing has changed." Let me encourage you. God's delay is not God's denial. Sometimes He's working on your situation. Other times He's working on you through the situation. Think about this. If God were silent, would you still trust Him? If the storm lasted longer than you thought, would you still believe He cares? Take some time to reflect on these things. Can I ask you a question, dear listener? What burden are you carrying right now that God is asking you to surrender? Where have you allowed fear to drown out your faith? Are you willing to trust that even when it doesn't feel like it, God still cares? Right there where you are, maybe in traffic at home, walking or getting ready for work, pause and whisper, "God, I give it to you. I believe you care." Take a deep breath. That's the beginning of freedom. Let's pray. Father, thank you for being the God who sees us, who feels with us, who cares deeply about every detail of our lives. For the person listening who feels forgotten, remind them today through your word and presence that you care. Help us to cast our burdens onto you and trust your timing, even when we don't understand. We receive peace now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this episode blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone. Maybe someone who's discouraged right now. Be a light in their storm. And remember this as you step into your day. You are not alone. You are not forgotten. God still cares. Until next time, keep walking in faith because you are winning every day. Don't forget to share, subscribe, and commune with God daily.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Joshua chapter 16, chapter 17, and chapter 18. And for the evening, Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 16. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.